is Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Day by day. Well, now, if you really want it, listen to me, brother. Get down on your knees and pray. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? He's just there waiting to hear from you. Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
That if you really want deliverance,
you say you need it.
Don't you know you can have it today? Now you say you have a little.
Praise God, ladies and gentlemen. We are here today to call on the highest power of the universe to bring peace and prosperity upon his people. The God that we serve is a deliverer and a strong tower. He is a God of stability, a God of substance, a God of authority, and a God who can solve all of our issues. So today, establish your people with deliverance. Deliverance from the unemployment line. Deliverance from food stamps and welfare. Deliverance from the inner city housing and project living. Deliverance from drug addiction. Deliverance from social injustice. Deliverance from drive-by shootings. Deliverance from illiteracy and homelessness. Deliverance from racism and bigotry. Deliverance from hatred and violence. Deliverance from the doom of demonism. Deliverance from sin and seduction. Deliverance from helplessness and despair. Authenticate us with the principles of your power so that we can dwell in your power today.
You say you really need it.
You know that
you can have it today. You can have deliverance
right now.
If you're sick,
you can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
If you've got to have it.
Oh, right now.
Right now.
You can have deliverance.
You can have deliverance.
I am excited to introduce to you Deliverance Today Ministries. Our world is full of trouble, and we have reached a point where it is time to bring to the people of God the truth of God. We are headquartered in Shreveport, Louisiana, and are connected to churches worldwide. Each week, we desire to come into your life with a message of deliverance that will prepare you for heaven. We invite you to join our prayer line and zoom into a closer walk with God every morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have health professionals, spiritual counselors, and Christian aid workers in Louisiana and Texas, and will also extend our resources to help you with social, spiritual, financial, and mental needs wherever you are.
Yes! Hallelujah! Woo! Sing it!
We have, for the last 3 weeks, looked at this subject of eyewitnesses. Luke chapter 1 and verse 1. For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. We have heard from the Word of God. And we have seen that there have been challenges to issues in history. But as we look at our subject, we found that some have settled on scientific proof. Others settle on legal proof. Last, many are captivated with historical proof. But we today know that in order to have certainty, we must look into eyewitness testimony. You see, in a court case, what kind of evidence is most condemning so far as establishing the probability of guilt? Although circumstantial evidence can play a significant role, by far the most important evidence a prosecutor can muster is eyewitness testimony. A good attorney desires to only present credible testimony to achieve this objective and to satisfy a righteous judge. It is imperative that we weed out speculation, human conjecture, false theories and hypotheses, discombobulated notions, and any non-factual discovery. Now note this, the most compelling and irrefutable evidence for the resurrection of Jesus Christ comes from recorded eyewitnesses. This past the scrutiny of legal testimony, the major events in Jesus' life, his miracles, his teaching, his trial and death, and post-resurrection appearances are recorded either by eyewitnesses to the events or by the companions of eyewitnesses. In a court case, the New Testament Gospels are primary source material, not second or third-hand information, and not from the oral tradition. On the basis of legal evidence alone, it is clear that Jesus Christ is who he claims to be, God incarnate, the risen Messiah, our Lord and Savior. It is my conclusion that we have reached the time to call the roll, for somebody here today needs to hear from a few eyewitnesses. There is a need for dead and dying people who don't know the spirituality of their own souls. We today ought to allow our spirits to be quickened to righteousness when we hear of eyewitness testimony. But as to creation, I've got a witness, for Adam testifies that here is a man, named all the animals. Here's a man who laid down on Friday and surrendered to the anesthetizing power of the Holy Ghost for the creation of the greatest act of creation. Oh, today I've got a witness. As to the flood, there's a man by the name of Noah. Here is a man who preached for 120 years, declaring to those who refuse to hear that a disregard for the warning of Jehovah means destruction. For every day that Methuselah held that hammer in his hand, he would hear people say, "When he dies, it shall come." As to the 10 plagues of Egypt, I've got a witness. There's a man by the name of Moses who was discredited because he killed a man.
But he was ordained by his God to execute judgment on a people who refused to recognize the power of Jehovah. 10 judgments were poured out on a people who refused to hear the voice of God's spokesman. 10 warnings were given because man's course was not God's course. As to the power of the Almighty, I've got a witness. There's a man by the name of Pharaoh. When Pharaoh's sorcerers threw down their rods, they became snakes or looked like snakes. But when Moses threw down his rod devoured those puny snakes. As to the crossing of the Red Sea, I've got a witness. There's a man by the name of Aaron. Only the feet of the priests got wet. 2 million Jews crossed the Red Sea on dry land. As the Bible declares, with the blast of his nostrils, God's people were delivered. I've got a witness for Caleb. Here was a man who could tell how God's air conditioned the desert so that God's people could be cooled in the day. And God warmed the desert at night with the fire of the Holy Ghost, and they drank from that spiritual rock which followed them, and that rock was Christ Jesus. As to the instability of Jericho's walls, I got a witness. For there's a man by the name of Joshua. Here is a man who led a united people into following the command of God. Here is a man who understands the power of 7. Because when you follow God for 7 days and march around the city 7 times on the 7th day, the walls of evil fall down. I've got a witness as to the God's transforming power. For there is a woman who was inside that city called Jericho. Her name was Rahab. She was called the harlot. Although she was a professional woman of the evening, God proved that no matter what is in your past, Jesus is not concerned with who you slept with or any of your history. All Jesus wants to know is, are you willing to serve the Lord? Are you willing to give yourself to Jesus? Are you willing to give your all to Jesus? And she hid the spies and prepared the way for the liberation of God's people. And because of her faithfulness, she, a prostitute, was the only person who lived in Jericho to see beyond the collapse of the walls. And she became the great-great-great-grandma of Jesus. Oh, I've got a witness as to the power to face your enemies. I've got a witness, for there's a man by the name of David. He was just a shepherd boy facing the lion and the bear and then Goliath. David is a testimony that mammoths may confront you and stand against you. But as long as God be for us, no power can stand against us. As to the redemptive mercy and grace, I've got a witness. For King David, in front of Nathan the prophet, fresh from his rendezvous with Bathsheba, as king, he was willing to execute judgment upon a sinner and a person guilty of atrocities that he deemed worthy of punishment. Like many of us, we are willing to condemn the next man. We are willing to destroy the next man. But when judgment comes right up early and the prophet stands up in our face and shows us our sins and records to us our misdeeds, we, like David, must be humble enough to see the hand of God in the mouth of the prophet as he declares to us, "Thou art the man." We must be willing, like David, to say to God, "Create in me, O God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me." As to the following of God's directions, some of us would look to Garmin or GPS, but I've got some witnesses, 3 wise men. We have seen his star. Although heathen in nature, these sentinels of the east saw the star, and they knew how to watch for signs. When you see signs that point to something of cataclysmic origin, It is time to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So like these wise men, when we see, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginnings of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So as to the ability to walk, I've got a witness. I bring to the court a lame man who for 38 years waited for somebody to trouble the water. This man reminds me so much of the church, people sitting back, waiting on somebody to do something, and as a result, nothing gets done for 38 years. However, one day, along comes Jesus, and at this moment, the man has a choice. Either he listens to Jesus, or he waits on the lackluster do-nothing church to get something done. Deep within his heart, there was a yearning to believe Jesus, because he had been told that if anybody can, Jesus can. It was here that the eye of faith grasped hold of the power of the living God, and Jesus was commanded, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Faith did not require troubling of the water. It only required belief in Jesus. Oh, for the faith of this man. For 38 years, his legs did not move, but at the beckon of Jesus, his faith became his foundation, and he stood up and declared, I am a witness to his power. As to the ability to see, I've got a witness. There's a young blind boy. Here was a young lad, troubled about his trials, blind and unable to see. This boy had never seen the birds. This boy had never seen his hands. This boy had never seen the midday sun. But Jesus stepped into the world of his darkness and picked up some clay and spit in it, and then placed that clay on the young lad's eyes. No optometrist would prescribe such an odd procedure, but this lad did not know this. He only knew that it was Jesus, and he was foolish enough to not question, to do what Jesus said. And as he washed in the pool of Siloam, for the first time, the pupil and the cornea set a sight signal to his brain, and a ray of light shined through. And for this boy, the phenomenon of sight began in his life, and he went shouting and rejoicing. Now everyone knew that this lad could not see, and the Pharisees noticed that this boy was running without a seeing eye dog. They stopped his parents because they could not catch up with the lad, and they inquired of them, and the parents said, don't ask us, we don't know, and he is of age, why don't you ask them? And when they finally corralled the little lad, they began to ask all of these theological questions. And as to the genesis of his sight, and he politely stated, I cannot answer any of these inquiries, but one thing that I know, whereas I was once blind, now I see. I am a witness of his power. I am a witness of his power to heal. I am a witness because he touched my eyes and I now see. As to the feeding of a hungry mob, I've got a witness. There was a little boy who had 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. Here is a lad who was available to be used by God. He was a lad that was at the right place at the right time. He used what he had for the power and the glory of Jehovah. He was not a Jehovah's Witness, but he was a witness of Jehovah. Because of his availability, 5,000 men and women had children, had lunch to eat. Oh, today, my Christian friends, there is witnesses of the sexual addiction. There was a lady by the name of Mary Magdala. Mary was quite contrary, but she brought an alabaster box and washed his feet and with her hair. And while others were working, she was watching, and by beholding, she became changed. As to the facing the obstacle of death, I've got a witness, for there was a man by the name of Job. He said in the 19th chapter and verse 25, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand upon the latter day upon the earth. And though worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God." Oh, my brothers and sisters, time and time again, there are witnesses who can tell you about the power of Jesus. But I don't have to go back to the Bible. I know there's somebody here today who's been called out of darkness. I know somebody today who has lost hope on their life. I know there's somebody today who has been troubled about everything because their life seems so discombobulated. But Jesus can take you from the gutter to the butter. Jesus can help you arise like the phoenix. Jesus can help you. Oh, my brothers and sisters, today, as to the second coming, I've got a witness. For 11 apostles were just looking up into the sky, and an angel came by and said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing?" I believe somebody here can give a testimony. Somebody can tell us that we stopped gazing and now it's time to start working. Why? Because there's somebody here who's been lied on, who's been ridiculed, who's been talked about, who've been violated, who've been ostracized, who's been disowned and disaffected, raped of our dignity, mistreated by family, put out by relatives, talked about in the church, criticized by so-called friends, persecuted for righteousness' sake. Oh, can I get a witness? I mean, somebody can witness about Jesus. Oh, today, my Christian friends, don't you believe him? Don't you love him? Aren't you willing to serve him? Oh, today, Jesus wants to be your everything. He is the Almighty, the Omnipotent King, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Rock of Ages, the Prince of Peace, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Provider, Protector, Paternal Leader, Ruling Lord, Reigning King. He is Father, Helper, Guardian. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He is the architect of the universe and the manager of all times. He is risen and brings power. Oh, today, my Christian friends, you need to be an eyewitness for Jesus. Tell somebody that Jesus is coming. Tell somebody that Jesus saves. Trust in him and believe in him this day and forever.
If you've enjoyed this message by Pastor Jonathan McCautry, please reach out to us. We would love to hear from you. Call at 318-658-6216. Email us at deliverancetodayministries@gmail.com. Write us at P.O. Box 5452, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71171. This is Ruth Ann Thompson at Deliverance Today Ministries, inviting you to join us and become a faithful pledge supporter so we can reach others through this radio ministry.
Before we leave the air today, I'd like to make a special appeal for those of you who believe in the power of prayer. Please join us on our Zoom prayer line tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock a.m. Central Standard Time. Zoom number 504-535-3921. There is no ID number. Come and pray with us each day. Good day. God bless you.
Deliverance. Right now. If you think you have